Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mr. Davies. This is Becca Griffith. Thanks again for retiling our bathrooms. I noticed a mark or a scratch, though, on a tile near the bottom of the shower.
It's probably just a mark that one of my tools left. Sorry about that. I have an industrial-strength cleaning agent that a construction friend of mine told me about. Can I come on Thursday morning or Friday afternoon? No extra charge, of course.
Great. I am home in the mornings.
Number 32. Who most likely is the man? Number 33. What will the man most likely bring when he returns? Number 34. When will the man most likely return to the woman's house? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
How is the new recycling initiative going? Are people using the new recycling bins we've placed along the forest paths for their bottles?
It's going okay. I still find recyclable materials mixed in with regular waste, which concerns me.
I watched a great documentary about the benefits of recycling last night. Maybe we could play it in the visitor center. If people see even a little of it before they begin hiking, maybe we'll see different results.
Number 35. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 36. What is the woman concerned about? Number 37. What does the man suggest? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Audrey, I saw you at the training session this morning. What did you think?
For me and some of the other managers, it really didn't apply to the work we do. The session stressed working face-to-face with employees in your section. Well, I manage a group of salespeople spread across the country. Some salespeople I only see once a year.
You know, Takeshi told me the same thing. All the teams that he oversees need to work independently. I'm going to talk to our training coordinators and see if we can arrange some training sessions about management strategies for remote workers.
Number 38. Who most likely is the woman? Number 39. What did Takeshi tell the man? Number 40. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Wow, that meeting was fast. Not sure I got all the details of our assignments. I think I am supposed to provide an update on sales of our company's latest non-fiction releases, right?
Actually, I got the non-fiction assignment. Anna wants you to prepare a report on sales of our latest hardcover fiction in bookstores and at regional trade shows.
Oh, that's right. My handwriting is a mess. I should take notes on my laptop. Which reminds me, do you think you could help me create the spreadsheet Anna wants?
I don't think I have the time. I am behind on a few tasks. Plus, I have my new assignment. Support staff should be able to help you.
Number 41. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 42. What is the woman's assignment? Number 43. Why will the woman be unable to help the man? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
We got the architectural plans back for the new learning center. It's going to be in the southern part of our nature preserve.
Isn't that the owl territory?
I hadn't thought of that.
I think we can build it somewhere else. I'll set up a meeting with the preserve board. Can you book us a meeting room in the community center?
Why don't we do it in our offices here instead? That way we can walk out to any proposed sites.
Number 44. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 45. What problem are the speakers discussing? Number 46. What does the man suggest the speakers do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I wanted to leave a little time at the end of this meeting to discuss our decision to advertise for and hire a new full-time data entry assistant. I'm not sure this is the best way to go. The work in that department isn't steady. Sometimes they're overworked, and other times it's very slow.
Maybe we should contact an employment agency that specializes in temporary workers. We used one 2 years ago to get factory help during the summer.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Janet Olson is head of personnel. Why don't we walk to her office later and see what she thinks?
Number 47. What does the man say about hiring a new employee? Number 48. What does the woman suggest? Number 49. Why will the speakers talk to Janet Olson? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I purchased tickets online for the sculpture exhibit this Saturday, but the parade is going to make it hard to get to the museum. What's your refund policy?
The museum will remain open during the parade. We only offer full refunds in the event of a closure.
Could I exchange the tickets?
You can do that on the website. But actually, if you plan to visit again in the near future, a membership would save you money over the course of the year.
Oh, I have too many financial commitments at the moment.
Number 50. What may prevent the woman from seeing the exhibit? Number 51. What does the man tell the woman she can do? Number 52. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Oh, I have too many financial commitments at the moment"?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Shufen. Is that the new brochure we're getting printed?
Petra just picked it up from the print shop.
Yes, I stopped there on my way to the office. This copy is just for us to review and approve. I have to give the printers our okay by 5 o'clock.
I love the way the colors just pop out. The last time we printed this kind of information, it looked so boring.
But wait, isn't that our old logo on the brochure?
I know I gave them the new logo. I'm going to call them up now and make sure they fix this.
Number 53. What did Petra do on her way to the office? Number 54. What does the man say about the brochure the speakers are discussing? Number 55. Why will Petra make a phone call? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Did you have time to order furniture for the new meeting room?
I have the office furniture price list, but I haven't had a chance to look at it. With the convention next month, I've been so busy working on travel arrangements.
Oh, that's right. That's a lot of work.
When I was hired as office manager, I was told that was one of my responsibilities.
Maybe you should talk to the area director to see if that can be taken off your plate.
There's no need. The fact is, I like working on travel plans.
Number 56. What does the woman imply when she says,
I haven't had a chance to look at it?
Number 57. What is most likely true about the travel arrangements that the woman is working on? Number 58. What does the man suggest that the woman do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Can you please tell my supervisor what we discussed about the pop-up box my company would like to add to a web page we're designing?
Sure, though we're mainly a consulting service. We do have web developers who can be hired for hourly work. Our developers all have the most current certifications.
Okay, well, none of our web developers have experience with pop-up boxes. But if some of yours do, we'd be interested. Though, did Felix already explain that we'd like the pop-up box to be available when the site goes live next Monday? I'm not sure how long drawing up the contract for this arrangement will take.
Number 59. Who most likely is the woman? Number 60. What does the woman tell Felix's supervisor? Number 61. When will a website be launched? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Stevenson Supplies and Distributing, Andy's speaking.
Hello, this is Carolina from Monarch Pottery. There's an issue with the delivery we received from you this morning. The invoice shows that we ordered 2 buckets of clear glaze, but there was none in our shipment.
Oh, I noticed that there were 2 buckets left behind on the loading dock after the delivery truck left. I'll have the glaze delivered to you within an hour.
I'd appreciate it. I need that glaze for a demonstration I'm doing in my adult wheel-throwing class this evening.
Number 62. What problem does the woman mention? Number 63. What does the man say about some buckets of glaze? Number 64. Look at the graphic. On which day is the conversation taking place? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list.
I found a place that I think we can use for the conference our company is hosting this summer. It's a hotel ballroom, but it can be set up for business events.
Okay. What's their catering like?
Well, they don't provide meals, but the hotel will provide snacks and beverages throughout the day.
And how many participants are we expecting?
Last year's conference was hosted by a different company, and there were about 100 registrants. I'd expect about the same this year.
Number 65. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 66. What does the man imply about conference participants? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which package will the speakers most likely purchase? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
Good morning. We've just parked our truck, and we have a lot of equipment and furniture to move in. If you let us know the rooms where we can put the boxes, you won't have to move things again.
The furniture will go in the reception area, right near the front door.
We also have 5 very heavy boxes.
Those are the rowing machines. They go in the exercise area near the pool.
This looks like it's going to be a very nice gym. I see you already have the weightlifting equipment set up.
It was delivered yesterday. We decided to put it right here near the entrance.
Number 68. Where most likely does the woman work? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Where will the 5 heavy boxes be put? Number 70. What equipment was delivered yesterday?